You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Getting set now for the men's contest, and we'll tell you right up front, no visit with Coach Ross Dalma today. Technical difficulties preventing that from happening, so we will jump right into the preview of these two teams. The Doan men are 10-18 overall, 5-14 in the league. They've currently lost six games in a row. Tigers have lost 10 games by single digits this season. Three of their losses in the current losing skid are by 6 points each. Before the current losing streak, the Tigers had won back-to-back games over Morningside and Concordia. Nick Reed leads the team with a 16.6 points per game average. He takes down 5.6 rebounds per game. He's making 47.8% of his field goal attempts and was back in the lineup last week after missing four games with injury. Josh Reiser scores 14.3 points per game. Jens Scholl knocks down 12.9 points per contest. Brian Myers good for 8.8 points per game. Austin Benson is the best three-point threat with an 8.1 points per game average and is 51 of 110 on three-point shots. The defender men are 25-3 this season, 16-3 in the league. They've won six straight games since going 1-2 in games from January 14 through the 21st. The defenders are averaging 83 points per game while allowing 70.4 points per game. Dort's out rebounding teams 38.1 to 30.1. They've made more free throws than their opponents have attempted. Defenders are converting 51.7% of their shots and allow teams to make 43.1% of their field goals. The defenders are making 41.6% of their three-point shots and 71.5% of their free throws. Trevor Walterstorff leads the team with a 15.4 points per game average. He also makes 60% of his field goals and nabs 4.8 rebounds per game. Walterstorff also has two assists per game and averages nearly a steal per contest. Jordan Vogel puts in 13.6 points per game, converting 58% of his field goals, and he gets 6.4 rebounds per game. Cliff Warner scores 13 points per game. He hands out 4.5 assists per contest, and he makes 46.3% of his three-point shots. Warner leads the team with 44 steals. Chris Seavers scores 11.1 points per game. He makes a team-high 63.3% of his shots. Austin Kachi adds 10 points per game. Kyle Lindberg scores 9 per contest while getting a team-high 7.8 rebounds per game. Lindberg has 50 assists, 33 blocked shots, 43 steals, and 27 games played this season. For those of you wondering about Lindbergh's status for tonight's contest or for today's contest, it was listed as a game-time decision, or that was what the coaches said on the way down here on the bus at least, and Lindberg is going through his warm-ups, and we will see if he is able to go here today after spraining his ankle a week and a half ago at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. The defender men held a 43-33 halftime lead and then outscored Concordia 1 week ago today, 42-35 in the second half. North College got 22 points from Chris Seavers, 16 by Jordan Vogel. Trevor Walterstorff added 14. Tiger men trailed Nebraska Wesleyan in 33-24 at halftime, ended up losing to the Prairie Wolves 67-61 here in Crete on Wednesday night. Josh Reiser had a team-high 21 points. He made 9 of 13 free throws with 3 assists. Nick Reed had 13 points and 6 rebounds. Jen Scholl added 12 points and 11 rebounds. The defender men hold a 10-5 advantage in the series with the Crete, Nebraska school. Won the November 19 contest in Sioux Center, 88-68. North College was up 47-37 at halftime and outscored the visitors 41-31 in the second half of the GPAC opener for both teams. North College held a 48-27 rebounding advantage, made 30 of 58 shots from the floor. Jordan Vogel had 22 points, Trevor Walterstorff 16, Chris Seavers came off the bench for 15. Doan was topped by Austin Benson with 15 points, while Josh Reiser and Ty Headley had 11 points each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast, Dort College Athletics, made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC in the community. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to KBCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, Cliff Warner, a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 13 points per game. Austin Kachis, a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, averaging 10 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff, a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 15.4 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff, a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 3.5 points per game. Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, averaging 13.6 points per contest. Kyle Lindberg went through warm-ups. Dort College coaching staff elected to hold him out of the starting lineup here this afternoon. For the Doan College Tigers, they will start Nick Reed, a 6'4 sophomore from Syracuse, Nebraska, averaging 16.6 points per game. Austin Benson is a 6-foot junior from Brewster, Washington, averaging 8.1 points per game. Jens Scholes is a 6'6 junior from Ruskin, Nebraska, averaging 12.9 points per game. Josh Reiser is a 5'11 senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 14.3 points per outing. And Brian Myers, a 6'6 senior from Broken Bow, Nebraska, averaging 8.8 points per game. We are set for basketball. Dort College against Doan in Great Plains Athletic Conference men's basketball play. Tony Primavera set to toss it up in the opening tap, and we are underway. Opening tap controlled by the Doan College Tigers. Nick Reed with the basketball. He hands it off to Reiser. Reiser will take it across half court. Josh Reiser with the basketball. Reiser with it. Left side goes over to Benson. Beg your pardon, Meyer. Meyer back over to Reiser. Reiser with the basketball on the way. Reiser with it, looking down low. Comes back outside. Three-pointer on the way is up and good for Brian Meyer. Meyer with a three-point basket, and the Doan College Tigers have a 3-0 lead. 3-0 our score. Pass goes down low. Vogel. Vogel, they double-team him. Back out front, Walterstorff. Right side to Warner. Warner back over to Tyler Walterstorff. Swinging left side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it. Left elbow. Back out front. Kachi. Three ball. Rainbow. No. Rebound tapped and controlled by Reed for Doan. Doan into the front court with the basketball quickly as Scholes. Scholes goes into the corner. Reiser. Reiser with the basketball. Reiser looking underneath. Instead, they come back right side over to Scholes. Scholes with the basketball. Reiser. Reiser on the left wing, guarded there by Tyler Walterstorff. On the left wing, Doan College with the basketball. Reiser. Reiser gives underneath. Shot in the lane is off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Warner with the basketball after the missed shot by Meyer. Warner with it, right side Kachi. Kachi back over to Cliff. Cliff looking down low, Vogel. Vogel has it tapped away. Here's Walterstorff. He's going to drive in, lays it up with the right hand, no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. 18:42 left to play in the first half. Doan 3, Dort College 0. Brian Meyer with a three-pointer to open the scoring for the Doan College Tigers. And Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way by Walterstorff is off the heel, no good. Walterstorff, a 64% free throw shooter coming into the contest. He's got another free throw coming as he was fouled in the act of shooting, trying to give Dort their first point of the afternoon. 3-0 our score. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Walterstorff makes one of two. And the Doan College Tigers bring the basketball back the other way. Reiser into the front court. Reiser with it. Goes left side Benson. Benson feeds it off to Scholes. Scholes with the basketball. Doan spreading the floor, trying to run a little time, it seems. Reed with the basketball from the elbow. He gets a screen. Layup is good. Nick Reed with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 5-1. Into the front court is Walterstorff. Trevor underneath Vogel. Vogel with the basketball reverses it over to Tyler Walterstorff, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will inbound on the sideline, about 10 feet up on the sideline. Throwing it in will be Warner on the right in front of the Doan College bench. They get it to Vogel. Vogel to Warner. Warner with the basketball on the left side. Cliff down to the baseline and kicks it out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Tigers. Tigers will inbound the basketball. Clock continues to roll. They never got it stopped. Now they do. They get the ball inbounded to Reiser. Reiser with the basketball. He goes right side over to Benson. Benson back to Reiser. Reiser with the basketball. Reiser goes right side. Another three on the way. This one's up and good again for Brian Meyer. Doan is out to an 8-1 lead. So the Doan College Tigers, a couple of threes and a two-point basket, and they lead it 8-1. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Kachi throws it over the top for Warner. Warner looking down low for Vogel. Warner down to the baseline, and we've got a foul called from behind on Reiser. Joshua Reiser whistled for the personal foul, his first. And team foul number two on the Tigers. Throwing the ball in will be Cliff Warner. Dort College trailing 8-1. Inbounding is Warner. Warner looking, still looking. Finds Kachi. Kachi on the right, left wing. Kachi puts the ball on the floor, working. Gets it into the corner, Warner. He's working against Benson. Back over to Kachi. Tyler Walterstorff, Trevor Walterstorff. Trevor Walterstorff underneath, intended for Vogel. And the ball is kicked out of bounds. Dort College will inbound in front of the water cooler on the Doan College bench. Throwing it in is Trevor Walterstorff. 17:29 left to play in the first half. Slow start for the defender men. Similar to how the defender women started the contest. Kachi underneath Vogel. Vogel in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Benson. Here comes Doan. Doan into the front court. Reiser. Reiser with the basketball on the wing. He's going to try to take Warner off the dribble. He does with a left hand. Good. Joshua Reiser with a two-point basket. Dort College is flat as can be to start this ball game. 17 minutes left to go in the first half. Right side pass, Austin Kachi. Kachi over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff over to Warner. Warner to Kachi. Kachi puts it on the floor. Cut off there. They get it underneath Vogel. Vogel double team. Back outside Warner. Warner will have to track it into the backcourt as it was deflected. Picked up by Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff with it on the right wing. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Cliff will try to take Reiser off the dribble. Picks up his dribble now. 7 to shoot for the defenders. Walterstorff with the basketball. Count the hoop, and he's fouled on the play. Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play for the defenders. Foul's going to go on number 40, Brian Meyer. And for Meyer, that is his first, I believe. Team foul number 3 on the Tigers. Chris Severs and Sean Kaiser into the ballgame for the defenders. 16:41 left to play in the first half. So Trevor Walterstorff trying to complete the three-point play, and he does not do so. In and out, no good. Dort College trails 10-3. 10-3 our score. Doan with the basketball. Josh Reiser. Reiser around the horn. They get it back over to Reiser. Reiser with the basketball. Ball deflected out by Kaiser. Tapped it. Intended for Austin Benson. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball in front of the Dort College bench. Throwing it in will be Reed. Reed to throw it in. Nick Reed, lob pass over the top, tipped by Severs, and it's tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. 16:21 left to play in this first half. A couple different occasions where the clock has not stopped. Now they'll reset things. Doan to inbound the basketball. Tolkien checks in for Doan. Checking out is Meyer. Dort College trailing 10-3. Doan to inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Reed. Reed gets it in out front to Reiser. Reiser with the basketball, and the clock didn't start. They pass it in to Reed. Reed with the basketball. He fires it back outside. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Outlets over to Warner. Dort College 3-on-2. Warner stops, feeds corner, Kaiser. Kaiser three, can't get it to go. Tap though by Kachi. Kachi put back is good. Dort College trails 10-5. Into the front court with the basketball. Doan. Reiser with it. Reiser out front. He goes over to Reed. Reed with the basketball. Reed comes back. Out front, Tolkien. Tolkien, lob pass over the top. Reed. Reed lay in good. Reed was able to gather in the shot, or gather in the pass over the top. Gets the shot to go in one fluid motion. Walterstorff underneath Severs. Severs reverses Kaiser. Kaiser over to Warner. Warner underneath Walterstorff. Walterstorff fouled on the play. And Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. His second opportunity at a three-point play. Tolkien whistled for his first personal. Team foul number 4 on the Doan College Tigers. So Trevor Walterstorff to the free throw line where he's 1-for-3 today. Hopefully he can get it going, and that one's too strong, no good. He does not have it going right now. Trails 12-7 to the Dort College defenders. Reiser into the front court, trying to take Warner. Through the legs, dribble once, twice. Now he'll drive the lane, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Jordan Vogel is going to check into the ballgame for the defenders. So Vogel will check in. Checking out is Austin Kachi. Inbounding the basketball will be Doan. They throw it in over the top. They find Austin Benson. Benson with the basketball. Benson goes over to Reed. Reed with it on the wing. Reed comes back over to Scholl. Jen Scholl with the basketball to Reiser. Reiser on the right side. He'll put up the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound Falcon, and Falcon is called for going over the back. Jason Falcon whistled for his second personal. Brian Myers going to come back into the ballgame for Doan. Falcon gave them about a minute or two of play before picking up his second personal. Vogel to inbound the basketball. Warner in the backcourt, guarded by Reiser. Warner with it. He'll bring it up the floor. Warner on the right side picks up his dribble, goes over to Vogel. Vogel to Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking underneath. Thorpe College down five. Warner with the right side, Kaiser. Kaiser through the lane pass, and we've got a foul called on the Doan College Tigers. Foul's going to go on Doan and Jens Scholl. Scholl is whistled for his second. Team foul number six already on the Tigers. 14:58 left to play in the first half. Ty Headley will check in. Cliff Warner will throw the basketball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Thorpe College down 12-7. Inbounding is Warner. Warner throwing in, gets it into Walterstorff. He finger rolls it up and down. Trevor Walterstorff with a two-point basket, and Trevor's got seven early points. Thorpe College trails 12-9. Doan basketball, Nick Reed. Reed with it out front, guarded by Trevor Walterstorff. Reed picks up his dribble. He comes back right side over to Benson. Benson to Reed. Reed with the basketball looking underneath. Instead goes right side. With the basketball is Headley. Headley on the right side, Reiser. 15 to shoot for the Tigers. Reiser looking for someone to pass to. He's got it in between the circles. 10 now. He'll try to break Warner down off of the dribble. Ball's down on the floor. Reiser picks it back up. He'll drive the lane, floats it up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the ball. Outlets over to Warner. Here's Thorpe College in transition. Warner with it. Left side, Kaiser for the tie. No good. Rattled it. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Thorpe College. It'll be Doan basketball. Well, Thorpe College showing some signs of life after some early sluggishness. 12-9 our score. Thorpe College down three, 14-10 remaining in the first half. Austin Kachi back into the ballgame. Sean Kaiser will check out. Doan with the basketball. Reiser on the right wing. Reiser passes over to Benson. Benson in between the circles. Go high post to Reed. Reed into the lane. Gets it back over to Meyer. Meyer, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Here's Thorpe College in transition. Trevor with it on the left wing. Feeds the trailer, Warner. Warner with the basketball, back over to Kachi. Down low, Severs. Severs working against Meyer. His shot is good. Chris Severs with a two-point basket. Thorpe College back to within a point at 12-11. Doan with the basketball out front is Reiser. Reiser goes right side, Benson. Benson with the basketball in between the circles. Now Meyer with it. Meyer guarded by Severs. He'll put it on the floor one time, twice. Headley on the right wing, guarded by Vogel. Down to the baseline, and we've got a block called on Jordan Vogel, and you can bet that these fouls are going to start to get evened up a little bit. That's foul number one on the defenders. Kyle Lindbergh checks into the ballgame for Trevor Walterstorff. So Lindbergh checks into the ballgame for the first time today. Walterstorff checks out. Andy Morris also checks into the ballgame for Doan College. Doan inbounding Reiser. Reiser looking. Gets it into the corner with a basketball. Is Ty Headley. Headley guarded by Kachi. Kachi hounding him. He comes back over to Benson. Benson with a basketball. Benson driving left side, nothing there. Headley. Headley, three, rattles it. No good. Rebound, though, Meyer. Meyer with the rebound, looking to kick the ball back outside. Headley. Headley, reverse layup is good. Ty Headley with the two-point basket. Thorpe College trails 14-11. 12:58 left to play here in the first half. Underneath Severs. Severs, lay-in is good. Chris Severs with a two-point basket. And the Thorpe College defenders trail 14-13. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Doan College Tigers. Back with more after this. You're listening to KBCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan College with the basketball after Thorpe College cut the lead down to one. Doan with it out front, Reiser. Reiser goes over to Meyer. Meyer with the basketball. Thorpe College showing zone, it looks like. In the lane is Headley, and we've got a foul called on the defenders, either on Kachi or Tyler Walterstorff. So Tyler Walterstorff whistled for the personal, his first. And team foul number two on the defenders. Doan to inbound, they get it into Meyer. Meyer in traffic, his shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, he'll bring it up the floor. Lindbergh snaps it off left side over to Tyler, and Tyler's got the basketball. And we've got a foul on the play called away from the ball. That's going to go on Andy Morris, and Morris picks up his first personal. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line now for a 1-1 opportunity. Dort College trailed at 1 point, 10-1. Since then, they've outscored Doan 12-4, and they have an opportunity to tie it or take the lead here with a free throw. Jordan Vogel, 1-1 opportunity. Vogel, free throw is up and in and out. No good. Though rebound taken away by Tyler. Tyler off of the glass. Good. Tyler Walterstorff working the offensive glass. And the Dort College defenders have their first lead of the ballgame at 15-14. Credit Walterstorff with getting into the lane that time, snaking through and getting an offensive rebound and put back. Jordan Vogel is going to be called for a hold inside. And for Jordan, that's number two. And Chris Severs is up off of the bench. He'll check into the ballgame. So Chris Severs will check in. Jordan Vogel will check out. Josh Reiser will throw the ball in for the Tigers. They get the ball inbounded. Spin move. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound, though, taken away by Meyer. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Meyer with the offensive rebound and the putback, and Dort College will have to go a while without Jordan Vogel now. Free throws on the way for Brian Meyer. And Tyler Walterstorff has just picked up his second personal foul. So Dort College now with a pair of players with two fouls each. They are Jordan Vogel and Tyler Walterstorff. Brian Meyer to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He's a 64% free throw shooter. First one is off the mark, no good. Left it short. Dort College sends Sean Kaiser and Trevor Walterstorff into the ballgame. Tyler Walterstorff and Kyle Lindberg check out. 12:06 left to play in the first half. Dort College leading 15-14. Second free throw on the way for Meyer. He missed the first one. He's got another one coming. This one's up. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs corrals the rebound. He outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College up a point. Left side Kaiser. Kaiser, Trevor. Trevor on the left wing. He puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Gets it over to Kaiser, and Kaiser steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan inbounding the basketball. Nick Reed back into the game. So Nick Reed will check back in. He'll be guarding Tyler Walterstorff, or Trevor Walterstorff, I would imagine. Left side, Reiser. Reiser on the wing. Looking down low for Dylan Heath. Comes back left side over to Benson. Benson on the wing. Benson comes back over to Headley. Headley up the free throw line. Headley back out front. Reiser, 15 to shoot for the Tigers. Reiser picks up his dribble. He passes left side over to Benson. Benson thinking about the long three. He'll launch the long three and hit it. Well, if he's going to throw up a 28-footer, you're probably not going to defend it. And Benson knocks down the three from well beyond the three-point line. Pass down low, Severs. Severs with the basketball, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dylan Heath. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 11:15 left to go in the first half. Dort College trailing Doan 17-15. Not exaggerating there on that three-pointer moments ago by Benson. He was way back on the three-point line. Free throw by Severs is up and good. Chris Severs, a 71% free throw shooter. Earlier this season, he was hovering around 50%, but since then he has put in some extra time, and he makes the first one. He's got another one on the way, trying for his sixth point of the day. This one's up, too strong, bounces high off the glass, no good. Off the rim, no good. Dort College trails 17-16. Reiser into the lane, tries to dump it off, does so to Headley. Headley, layup, good. Ty Headley with a two-point basket. He's got 4 points, and the defenders trail 19-16. Dort College led briefly. Reed tips it away, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Matt Vandekamp checks into the ballgame. Vandekamp will check in. Kaiser will check out. Dort College has to shake up their rotation a little bit here. Still don't know how many minutes Lindberg will be able to go. Vogel has two personal fouls. Warner with the basketball out front. He passes over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff taking it in against Headley. Kicks it left side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. He comes back right side, Vandekamp. Vandekamp, Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath Severs. Off of the glass, good. Chris Severs with 7 first half points. Dort College trails 19-18. Doan with the basketball. Bringing it up is Reiser. Reiser with the ball. Reiser. He's going to penetrate. Puts it up in traffic. Dumps it off. Shot no good. Ball was up on the rim. Nearly an offensive basket interference. Dort College gets the missed shot. Warner passes left side to Trevor. Trevor, right side, Vandekamp. Vandekamp step back, no. Warner with it at the top of the key. Warner back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp underneath Walthersdorf. Trevor back over to Kachi. Kachi, Vandekamp. Vandekamp, Warner. Warner underneath Severs. Severs, they don't bring the double team. Severs with the left hand, got shoved off and blocked, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball, up one. Into the front court, right side it goes Benson. Benson back over to Reed. Reed, three, rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Vandekamp. Vandekamp gets it away to Warner. Warner into the front court. Here comes Dort College. Warner penetrates, nothing there. Severs, right side, Kachi in motion. Shot is good. Austin Kachi with the three, and the Dort College defenders lead 21-19. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 21-19. They trailed initially 11-1. Since then, have played pretty well, though, outscoring Doan 20-9. That's where we stand right now. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More Values Matter member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Doan College basketball after the timeout by the defenders. Bringing the basketball up will be Joshua Reiser, 9:35 and counting. Doan with the basketball. Tigers have it at the point. That's Reiser. Reiser guarded by Kachi. Reiser into the lane, and we've got a foul called on the help defense. Let's see who it goes against. It's going to go on Chris Severs, and for Severs, that is foul number one. Josh Reiser will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. Reiser is a 71% free throw shooter. He's gone to the free throw line 166 times this season. And he will shoot a pair here. He's made 118 attempts up to this point. Nobody can make free throws today. Doan is now 0-3. Dort College is 2-4-6 as Reiser's first free throw is off the mark. No good. Another free throw coming for Reiser. That one's up and good, and it's a one-point ball game. Dort College 21, Doan 20. With the basketball, bringing it up is Cliff Warner against Reiser. Warner with the basketball. Cliff, they bring the double team. He dribbles through it, into traffic. Ten-footer is no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Coming up with it is Ty Headley. Headley gives it off to Reiser. Reiser drops it off for Reed. Reed, reverse layup is good. Reed with six, and Doan retakes the lead at 22-21. Warner with the basketball, Kachi. Kachi over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Vandekamp. Vandekamp puts it on the floor, nothing there. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, left side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Severs. Severs back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Warner. Warner, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Kachi. Kachi with it, back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp to Kachi. Kachi, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Warner. Warner drops it underneath Severs. Severs with the hook shot, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Chris Severs with 9 points, and the Dort College defenders with a chance to retake a 2-point lead on a free throw here by Severs. So Severs trying for the 2+1 here. Brian Meyer checks back into the ballgame. Checking out will be Dylan Heath. That's foul number 2 on Heath. So Doan trying to play post by committee between Heath, Talkin, and Meyer. Severs will go to the free throw line to try and complete the 3-point play. Severs, a junior from Central Iowa, Ballard High School, makes the free throw, and the Dort College defenders lead 24-22, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. 8:30 left to play in the first half. Doan with the basketball. They get it, Reiser. Reiser looking for Micah Marvin. Instead comes out front Nick Reed. Reed with the basketball, looking for a screen from Headley. Instead comes back over to Micah Marvin. Marvin with it. Comes back to Reed. Reed fires it through the lane. It's taken away by the defenders and Warner. Warner stepped into the passing lane. Gets it off to Walthersdorf. Back over to Kachi. Layup good. Austin Kachi with a transition basket. Those are few and far between in the G-Pack once you get into the season, especially towards the end. And Dort College gets a transition bucket. Reiser with a basketball out front. He passes left side over to Marvin. Marvin, high post, Headley. Headley with it. He's going to put it on the floor. Stops, pops, off the glass, no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Doan. Doan. Meyer gives it up. Reed. Reed off the glass. No good. Rebound tap. Fight for the basketball. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. 7:38 left to play in the first half. Dort College 26, Doan 22. Dort College has not been sharp, but they've recovered after falling behind 10-1. They have a 26-22 lead right now. Tyler Walterstorff inbound the basketball. And Walterstorff has his pass taken away by Reiser, and Reiser fouls Warner from behind. Warner fouls Reiser from behind. So Cliff Warner picks up the personal, his first. Josh Reiser will inbound the basketball. Reiser that time stole the inbounds pass. Bad spot to be taking the ball in. It was about 7 feet in on the baseline from the corner. Not a lot of room to work. Your angles are cut down dramatically. Josh Reiser adjusting, strapping on the Nike a little tighter. And now he'll inbound the basketball. Reiser gets the ball inbounded to Marvin. They're going to try to post Reiser up against Cliff Warner. Warner just picked up his first personal moments ago. Reiser shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin brings the ball up for the defenders. He passes right side. Ty Walterstorff. Tyler with the basketball. He puts it on the floor. Two players around him looking for the kickout pass. And he calls for the timeout. Timeout on the floor. Dort College has to burn a timeout to maintain possession of it. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner will toss it in for the defenders. So Cliff Warner to set it up, gets it into the corner receivers, 20 to shoot. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it out front underneath Ty Walterstorff in traffic. His shot short, no good. Ball's down on the floor, still loose, and picked up finally by Nick Reed for Doan. Reed into the front court for the Tigers. He's matched up with Warner. He's going to drive to the free throw line. Gets it over to Reiser. Reiser puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but a blocking foul called on Tyler Walterstorff, and that's three on Tyler. So Tyler Walterstorff has just picked up his third personal, trying to slide over in front of the charge ring. 6:55 left to play in the first half. And Josh Reiser, who was 1-for-2 on his last trip to the free throw line, will go to the free throw line here to try and get his team back within two. First free throw by Reiser is good. Well, you've got to play the odds here, and you've got to figure that Reiser is going to start making free throws. 71% free throw shooter coming into the contest. He's got 4 points. He's got another free throw coming as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Both teams are in the bonus. Second free throw by Reiser is good. And the Doan College Tigers have cut the lead. That was 4 down to 2. In the backcourt with the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh just checked in for the defenders. So Lindbergh passes over to Kachi. Kachi, Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets the ball screen from Vogel. They try to run the pick and roll. Lindbergh with it out front. Back over to Trevor. Trevor underneath Vogel. Vogel kick out Warner. Warner back over to Kachi. Three-pointer. Rainbow. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket. Austin Kachi. He's got 10, and the Dort College defenders have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 29-24. Kachi caught that one in rhythm and bottomed it out from the right wing. Gets it into the corner. This is Benson. Benson trying to answer. His three too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi, the sophomore from Orange City, brings it up. He stops, feeds it left side to Lindbergh, and we've got a foul called away from the basketball, and we've got a foul called on Jordan Vogel, and Vogel has just picked up his third. Jordan Vogel just got called for a foul away from the basketball, and quite honestly, I did not see it. Doan with the basketball. Dort College up 5. They get the ball into the lane. Reed. Reed shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. I think Dort College got away with one on that end. Catches Kachi. Kachi fires three. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Brian Meyer with it. He gets it away to Reiser. Reiser with the basketball. Reiser at the free throw line. Backdoor cut. Benson. Benson Lamb. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs with the basketball. He hands it off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the front court. Left side Warner. Warner with it on the wing. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff to Lindbergh. Lindbergh right wing underneath Severs. Severs against Meyer. Meyer holds his ground, and Severs is called for traveling. T.J. Malone is into the ball game. Cliff Warner will check out. 5:33 remaining. So the Doane College Tigers will have the basketball length of the floor in front of them. 29-24 our score. Dort leading by 5. That was after it started out 10-1 Doane. Doane with the basketball. Reiser guarded there by Walthersdorf. Reed runs baseline. Reiser will drive. Cut off, loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Let's see if Dort College can maintain this five-point lead or push it a little bit further into halftime. We've still got a long ways to go till half. 5:19 left to play. Into the front court with the basketball is T.J. Malone. Malone with the basketball. He goes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, left side, Kachi. Kachi to Severs. They double down on him. Severs spins, puts it up, and he's called for traveling. So Kachi will check out of the ballgame, and we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull-Ireton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Well, I told you earlier that the fouls would end up getting evened up here before the half was over, and didn't take long, and Dort has 8 fouls now. Doane has 9, so both teams well into the bonus. They pass it out front, Benson. Benson inside the three-point line, gives it up Reed. Reed's shot in the lane is good. Reed with 8. Dort College leads 29-26. Into the front court is T.J. Malone. Malone on the right wing. T.J. picks up his dribble, comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, left side, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs, Walthersdorf, back over to Malone. Malone underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh snaps it outside, Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the wing, 15 to shoot. They go underneath to Severs. Severs leans in. His shot is good. Severs with 12. Dort College leads 31-26. Doane quickly up the floor, right side, Benson. Benson, they go to Meyer. Meyer in lane, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Falcon, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders on the putback. That foul's going to go on Dort College and Sean Kaiser. Free throw on the way for Falcon. I beg your pardon, this is Heath. He's the other backup post player. So Heath will go to the free throw line for a pair. He's a 59% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. Looks like 100% there. Another one on the way for Heath. 4:15 left to go in the half. So Heath with a free throw. And this one's up and good as well, so he makes them both. Dort College leads by 3, 31-28. Dort College with the basketball. Walthersdorf back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it up the floor. Goes to Malone. Malone with the basketball. T.J. with it on the left wing. T.J. using his dribble. Gets it underneath Severs. Severs working on Meyer. They double-team him. Back over to T.J. T.J. with the basketball. Back over to Severs. Severs, Walthersdorf, right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Trying to take his man off the dribble. His step back from 12, no good. Tap by Walthersdorf, no good. Rebound taken away by Reed. Here comes Doane with a chance to tie or cut it to 1 with a 2. Out front is Reiser. Reiser with the basketball. Reiser to Benson. Benson 3, missed it, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Nick Reed. He's got 10 points. 31-30, Dort College, down up 1. With the basketball is T.J. Malone. He goes left side over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it, right side Malone. Malone with it on the wing, looking underneath Severs. Severs gets position off of the glass, good. Chris Severs with 14. Dort College leads 33-30. 3:13 left to play in the half. Doane inbounding the basketball in the backcourt. Reed gets it inbounded, and he hands it right back over to Reiser. Joshua Reiser with the basketball. They look for a ball screen. They get a ball screen set. Lindbergh picks him up now. Reiser picks up his dribble. He passes over to Reed. Dort College looks like they're in a matchup zone. Reed passes left side over to Meyer. Meyer with the basketball. Meyer back over to Reiser. 15 to shoot for the Tigers. Up front is Reiser. Reiser with the basketball. 3 black shirts waiting at the scorers table for the defenders. They dump it underneath Heath. Heath layup good. He's got 4 off of the bench. 33-32. Reiser the assist. T.J. Malone right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Dort College is led by as many as 5. Walthersdorf with it on the wing. comes back over to Malone, and we've got a foul on the play away from the basketball. Sean Kaiser called for the personal foul. His second, team foul number 10, player control foul. And the Doan College Tigers will bring it up. Josh Reiser across half court. Reiser with it. Doan with a chance to take the lead here on a two-point field goal. They give it off to Reed. Reed looking down low. Meyer. Meyer lowers his shoulder. His shot fading away. No good. And the ball catches in between the glass and the rim. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Doan basketball. So Doan basketball. Reiser inbounds it. Ball tapped, taken away by Severs. Here comes Door College. Warner with the basketball. Warner's driving in, flips it up, cut the hoop, and he's fouled. Austin Benson a little late in arriving. Cliff Warner flipped it up after he drew the contact, got the shot to go. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. They haven't put the points up on the board yet. Well, I certainly thought the shot went in. Now they put it up on the board, and Warner makes the free throw. The basket was good. The official signaled two free throws. Now Dort College will have, well, they put the 2 points up on the board, now the free throw, so it was a three-point play. Dort College leads by four, 36-32. Reiser with the basketball in the backcourt, Reed. Reed gets it to Headley. Headley back over to Reiser. Reiser catches in motion. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the basketball in the backcourt. Four white shirts around him. He gets it up the floor to Walterstorff. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor into the lane. Nothing there. Vandekamp. Vandekamp back over to Warner. Dort College by four. With it right side, Kachi. Kachi gives it up to Vandekamp. Vandekamp back out front. Kachi. Kachi three ball. Can't get it to go. Shot no good. Rebound Walterstorff. Walterstorff layup good. Trevor working the offensive glass. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ball game, 38-32. Reed with it. Left side, Headley. Headley looking down low for Meyer. They dump it down low for Meyer. Meyer off the glass good. Brian Meyer with 8 points. Dort College leads 38-34. 1 minute remaining in the first half. With it out front is Warner. Warner with the basketball at the center jump circle. Cliff with it, working on Reiser. Warner picks up his dribble, back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp puts it on the floor, back over to Cliff. 16 to shoot for Dort College, 50 on the game clock. Warner picks up his dribble. He gets it over the top, Walterstorff. Now Severs. Severs with the left hand good. 2 point basket for Chris Severs. Monster first half for Severs. He's got 16. Dort College leads 40-34. Steal by Vandekamp. Here comes Dort College. Vandekamp dumps it off for Kachi. Lay-in good. Austin Kachi with a 2 point basket. He's got 12. Dort College leads by 8, 42-34. Shot clock is off. Game clock is at 24 seconds as Doan will hold it for the final shot of the half. Reiser takes it across half court. Dort College in man for man defense. Reiser with the basketball. He'll flip it over to Headley. Headley to Meyer. Reed. Reed with the basketball. Comes back over to Headley. Ty Headley puts it on the floor. Back over to Reed. Reed will drive in. Down to the baseline. Slick shot. Good. Nick Reed, a nice player. He's got 12 points. And the Dort College lead is 42-36. Well, Dort College got down 10-1, but since then has played pretty well, outscoring Doan 41-26 since that 10-1 start. And we get to halftime, Dort College leading by 6, 42-36. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders lead Doan at halftime, 42-36. Dort College, as I said, going into the break, got themselves down 10-1, a sluggish, slow start. But Dort College able to take the lead at 15-14. Doan took it back at 17-15, and Dort College took the lead for good in the first half, eventually at 24-22. I believe that was on a three-point shot by Austin Kachi. Dort College led by as many as 8, 42-34. But Nick Reed hit a baseline jumper as he pulled up on the left side from about 12 feet for his 11th and 12th points of the afternoon. And he turned the lead down to 6 at 42-36 going into the locker room. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College led unofficially by Chris Seaver, 16 points in the first half of play, while the Doan College Tigers led by Nick Reed with 12 points in the first half. Let's take another break and be back with more from Crete, Nebraska, right after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. The Dort College defenders lead at halftime, 42-36. Dort College, 18 of 29 from the floor, 62.1%, 2 for 8 on threes, 25%, 4 for 9 on free throws, 44.4%. Doan, 14 of 35 from the floor, 40%, 3 of 11 on threes, 27.3%, 5 for 8 on free throws, 62.5%. Dort out-rebounded Doan in the first half, 19-18. Turnovers, Dort had 5, Doan had 4. Taking a look at the scoring, Chris Seavers, 16 points on 7 of 8 shooting from the floor to go along with 2 for 3 shooting from the free throw line. Austin Kachi, 12 points, 5 for 8 from the floor, 2 for 5 on 3-pointers. 9 points for Trevor Walterstorff, 3 for Cliff Warner, 2 for Tyler Walterstorff for their total of 42 points. For the Doan College Tigers, Nick Reed had 12 points, 6 for 10 from the floor, 8 points for Brian Meyer, 3 for 7 from the deck, 4 points for Ty Headley, and 3 for Austin Benson, 4 for Dylan Heath for their total of 36 points. Dort College led in rebounding by Trevor Walterstorff with 5 rebounds. Austin Kachi had 4. Jordan Vogel with 3 in the first half. For Doan College, Nick Reed had 6 rebounds. Austin Benson had 4 along with Brian Meyer. Assist totals, Josh Reiser has 5 assists for the Tigers. Dort College's Cliff Warner and Trevor Walterstorff have 2 assists each. Cliff Warner credited with 2 steals in the first half of play. 42-36, Dort College, by 6 at halftime. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabore is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me. 42-36 hour score. The Dort College defenders by 6 at halftime. Coming up this week on KDCR, we know that we will have a GPAC quarterfinal round game on Wednesday evening. Dort College will be hosting a contest at 7 o'clock at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The winner advances on to the semifinal round on Saturday. Championship game will be played 1 week from this Tuesday. Dort College is the number one seed. They wrapped that up last week with a win over the Concordia Bulldogs, combined with Briarcliff's loss at the time to the Morningside Mustangs. Since then, Briarcliff lost another game, so they're actually in third place now in the conference standings. Northwestern right now has the inside track to the number two seed. They enter play today 14-5. Dort College entered play today 16-3. And a lot of things to be decided today on the men's side of things in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But we do know that we will have a GPAC quarterfinal round game on Wednesday night at the DeWitt Gymnasium. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll have a look at other conference scores, the women's scores, plus the men's partials right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab Services, provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Thorne College leads Doan at halftime, 42-36 in men's basketball. Also in men's basketball at the half, Northwestern leads Midland, 46-31. Morningside over Hastings on the road, 36-32. Briarcliff leads Dakota Wesleyan, 26-25 in Sioux City. No report on Mount Marty and Concordia. Women's basketball from earlier today. The finals had Doan defeating Dort College 58-55, 14 points for Jamie Cook in the loss for the defenders. Dort College ends the year at 5-15 in the conference, 10-18 overall. Northwestern over Midland, 90-70. Hastings over Morningside in women's play, 69-42. That one was never close. Briarcliff over Dakota Wesleyan, 92-65. Concordia over Mount Marty, 73-55. Final standings in women's basketball: Concordia 18-2, Northwestern and Morningside tied for second at 16-4, Briarcliff fourth at 13-7, Hastings 12-8, Doan 10-10, Mount Marty 9-11, Dakota Wesleyan 7-13, Dort 5-15, Midland and Nebraska Wesleyan both 2-18. Dort College in a bit of foul trouble this afternoon. Jordan Vogel and Tyler Walterstorff both with three personals. That's a pair of starters for the defenders with three fouls each. North College, though, has managed to outscore Doan after falling behind 10-1. They've outscored them 41-26 to take a six-point lead at halftime, 42-36. Back with the second half of action from Crete, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Shelvett, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, they are member FDIC. Cliff Warner, Tyler Walterstorff, Trevor Walterstorff, Jordan Vogel, and Austin Kachi on the floor for the defenders. Tyler Walterstorff to inbound the basketball. And Tyler gets it in to Trevor. Trevor up the middle of the floor. He gives it off to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it on the right wing. Cliff gets the ball screen from Vogel. He steps back. Three-pointer is off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Austin Benson. Dort College not shooting it extremely well from the perimeter. They have had success, though, pounding it down low. With the basketball is Reiser. Reiser underneath Meyer. Meyer turns. His hook shot is good. Brian Meyer with 10 points. Vogel playing with three personal fouls. Had to play that one pretty much straight up. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball, back over to Trevor. Trevor on the left wing, gets it down low, Vogel. Vogel against Meyer, his shot no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Reed will bring it up, passes right side, Benson. Benson with the ball, back over to Meyer. Meyer, left side, Reed. Reed with the ball. Reed goes left side. They get it over to Jens Scholl. Scholl with two personals in the first half. He was limited. Pass left side, Benson. Benson, lob pass over the top, and it's thrown away. Trying to find Scholl, posting up Tyler Walterstorff, and Dort College will have the basketball back, leading by four, 42-38. Cliff Warner with the basketball, 19 minutes left to play, and the clock hasn't started. Clock did not start. And now the Doan College Tigers will set up in the half court. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. With the basketball is Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it off left side over to Warner. Warner with the ball against Reiser. Warner will drive in, kicks it over to Tyler Walterstorff. He goes right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin into the lane, gets it away, Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the traffic. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Who the foul go on? That's going to be number two on Austin Benson. Two free throws on the way for Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with nine first half points. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Walterstorff with 10 points. Dort College in front by 5, 43-38. Another free throw on the way for Walterstorff. 18:38 left to play in the game. Second free throw by Walt is up, in and out, no good. Rebound tap, though. Vogel has it kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be North College basketball. Sedort with a five-point lead and a chance to increase it. They've led by as many as eight today. That came at 42-34. Doan playing the defense. North College lining up. They line up on the lane. Vogel, Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Kachi. Warner inbound the basketball. They get it into Trevor Walterstorff, and Walterstorff has it tipped away. Saved in by Reed, but he stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball again. Warner to inbound the basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College by 5, 43-38. Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball. Warner gets it in, Kachi. Kachi, step back, three, in and out, no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Austin Kachi, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Brian Meyer, and I'm not sure how many that is on Meyer. Might be two, could be three. We'll check the scores bench, and that's number two on him. Inbounding will be Kachi again. They reset the shot clock. Warner down to the baseline. His 15-footer from the baseline cashes it in. Cliff Warner off the dribble. Dort College leads 45-38. Dort College up seven. With it is Reiser. Reiser with it on the right wing. Joshua Reiser looking down low. They get it up front. Nick Reed. Reed with the basketball. Reed looking down low. They're trying to match Vogel and Meyer up down low. Reiser trying to post up Warner. Now he comes to the perimeter. Ball's passed over the top. Reed. Reed layup good. Nick Reed might have got away with a push off down low. Dort College leads 45-40. Tyler Walterstorff, left side Trevor Walterstorff, underneath Vogel. Vogel back outside Kachi. He catches in rhythm. Shot no good, though. Rebound taken away by Reiser. Ahead of the pack it goes Benson. Benson lay-in good. Benson with five. Dort College by three, 45-42. Back-to-back buckets by the Tigers. 17:48 left to play in the game. Warner goes over to Kachi. Kachi underneath Vogel. Vogel turned around, his shot too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. So Doan inbounding the basketball. Bringing it up will be Reiser. Reiser left side Reed. Reed's had the hot hand. He's got 14 for Doan. Meyer with it, guarded there by Vogel. He goes right side Scholl. Jens Scholl with it on the wing. They look for the pass down low. They find Meyer. Meyer's shot no good, and it ends up in between the glass and the rim. And again, another held ball. This time it'll be Doan basketball. Second time we've seen that today where Doan put up a shot and ends up lodged between the iron and the glass. Jump ball, fresh 35-second shot clock. Doan down by three. They get the ball inbounded to Reed. Reed misses the shot. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Walterstorff. Trevor with the basketball. 3-on-2 break. Walterstorff with a head full of steam. He's going to finger roll it. Good. Trevor Walterstorff with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 47-42. Doan basketball. Reiser. Reiser looking down low. They get it instead. Benson. Benson. Three. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. He gets it away to Warner. Warner with it across half court. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff has it on the right side. Dort College by five. Cliff picks up his dribble, gets it back over to Vogel. He resets it back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball, Vogel. Vogel on the high post. Kachi, Kachi, Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff on the wing. Right side, Warner. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel gives it off to Tyler Walterstorff. Shot in the lane, won't drop, and here comes Doan back the other way. Jens Scholl with the basketball. Scholl will take it across half court. He goes right side, Reed. Reed with the basketball back over to Scholl. Scholl looking for someone to pass to. He comes back out front to Reed. Reed will put it on the floor with the left hand. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Who's it going to go on? That's on Tyler Walterstorff, and that's number four on him. Two free throws on the way for Nick Reed. So Reed will shoot a pair. 16:22 left to play in the game. First free throw on the way for Reed. Right-hander shot is up and good. He's an 84% free throw shooter. As good an offensive player as there is in the conference, by my opinion. Chris Severs into the ball game. Tyler Walterstorff checks out. Dort College will go with Severs and Vogel together for the time being. Vogel playing with three personals as well. Second free throw on the way by Reed. Right-hander is up, and that one's good as well. So Reed makes them both. He's got 16, and he's carrying his team right now. 47-44, Dort College by three. Dort basketball, Trevor Walterstorff gives it off to Cliff Warner, back over to Trevor. They look for the screen down low. Here's Trevor. Trevor, reverse layup, spins it up off the glass, good. Trevor Walterstorff with 14 points. Dort College leads 49-44. Doan basketball. They pass it right side Reed. Reed on the wing. Underneath Reiser. Reiser puts it up. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play, and that's a foul on Cliff Warner. That's number two on him. 15:56 left to play in the game. Long ways to go in this one. Josh Reiser to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's 3-for-4 today, so right at his season average of 71% free throw shooting, and he misses that one. He missed his first one. He made his next three. Kyle Lindberg checks in. Jordan Vogel will check out. Another free throw on the way for Reiser. This one is up. Might have had a lane violation. No call made. And Reiser makes that one. He's got 6 points. 49-45, Dort College by four. Into the front court is Lindberg. He goes right side, Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, left side, Trevor Walterstorff. Trevor with it on the wing, looking down low, reverses it right side, Warner. Warner with the basketball, back over to Kachi. Austin underneath Lindberg. Lindberg doubled down on, and they take it away. Picked back up by Doan, and Dort College is called for a foul in the backcourt. Lindberg, that time, got it on the block, and if he was able to pivot, he would have seen a wide-open post player, Chris Severs, underneath the basket. As they brought the double team from the weak side, now Doan with a chance to cut the lead down to one with a three. Can cut it in half with a two. 15-25, Reiser with the basketball, and he throws it away. Intended for Scholl, and it goes through his legs, out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort College basketball. Lindberg will bring it up. This game hasn't had a lot of intensity. Doan out of the playoff hunt. Dort College with a number one seed wrapped up. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi goes over to Trevor. Trevor out front. Lindberg. Lindberg, Warner. Warner swings it left side. He'll put up a three and missed everything. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan off and running. Left side pass to Scholl. Scholl with it on the wing. Underneath it goes to Tolkien. Tolkien puts it up with the left hand, and he gets it to go. Tolkien with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 49-47. Dort College had a seven-point lead. Doan has come back to cut it to two. Trevor Walterstorff against Reed. Passes back over to Kachi. Kachi underneath Severs, and it's taken away by Doan and Tolkien. Tolkien with the basketball. He gives it up to Reiser. Reiser on the wing. He's going to step into a three. No. Passes left side instead. Headley. Headley will put up three. No. Rebound taken away by Warner. 14:25 left to go in the game. Into the front court is Warner. Warner on the left wing. They look down low. They get it to Severs. Severs against Tolkien. And they swipe it away. Reiser came with the double team. Here comes Reiser back the other way. He shovels it off to Scholl. Scholl layup good. Tie ball game. Jen Scholl with a two-point basket. Ties it up at 49-49. 14 minutes remaining. Lindberg with the basketball, and Dort College needs a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Also made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Back with more after this. A subpar performance by the Dort College defenders thus far this afternoon, resulting in a tie right now, 49-49. Left side pass, Lindberg. Lindberg with it out front. He goes over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, back over to Trevor. Right side, Warner. Warner with the ball. A lot of time left. They get it underneath Lindberg. Lindberg, a little left-handed shot in the lane is good. Kyle Lindberg with a two-point basket. His first of the day, and Dort College retakes the lead at 51-49. So Doan has the basketball back. Dort College, Reiser, into the lane, and it's kicked, controlled by the defenders. Lindbergh gets it away to Warner. Warner into the front court. Dort College by two. Warner, underneath, intended for Severs. Ball tip, picked up by Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. He gets it away to Warner. Warner is fouled on the play by Reiser. Joshua Reiser whistled for the personal, and Kaiser came up holding his face like he got swiped across the eyes. T.J. Malone back into the ballgame. Cliff Warner will check out. For the Doan Tigers, Austin Benson's going to check back into the game. Checking out will be Reed. So they'll check Nick Reed out of the ballgame for the Doan Tigers. Dort College's Sean Kaiser gets the ball into T.J. T.J. with the basketball. They try to double-team him off of the screen. They get it, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Walterstorff. Layup good for Trevor. Trevor Walterstorff with 16. Dort College with back-to-back buckets. They lead 53-49. Right side pass, Doan, Andy Morris. Morris with the basketball. Morris back over to Reiser. Reiser with the ball. Into the corner, Morris. Morris with it. Right side. Comes back over to Headley. Headley with it on the right wing. Benson back to Headley. Headley will put up the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Here comes Dort College with a chance to build on a four-point lead. Sean left side, TJ. TJ on the wing. TJ with the basketball. They look down low. Instead come right side over to Kaiser on the wing. Roll it down low for Severs. They don't bring the double team that time. Now here's Lindbergh. Lindbergh double teamed, and he's fouled on the play. No, they're going to call a travel. So Kyle Lindbergh gets called for the travel. Checking back into the ballgame is Vogel. Vogel with three personal fouls, so he was able to make it through his first rotation without picking up another one, and now Dort College will send him back in for Kyle Lindbergh. Remember, Lindbergh sprained an ankle last Wednesday night. This is his first game action. Doesn't look like he's at full speed yet. Reiser with it out front, guarded by Walterstorff. They pass it into the corner. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Benson for Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball with a chance to build on the four-point lead again. Vogel will inbound the basketball to T.J. Malone. Let's see if Dort College can build it. They lead by four. They've led by as many as eight. That came late in the first half. Sean Kaiser out front, Walterstorff. Left side, Malone. Malone with the basketball. They look for Severs. Instead, Kaiser at the point. Comes back left side, Malone. Malone looking down low. They get it to Severs. Severs turns, faces, gets it away, Malone. Malone right side, Kaiser. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Kaiser underneath Vogel. Vogel laying up and good. Vogel almost rattled that one out, but he got it to go. Dort College leads 55-49. Dort College on a 6-0 run since the timeout, and Doan wants a timeout of their own. 11:38 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College 55, Doan 49. Back with more after that. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College just feels like a stop or two away from really giving themselves some room to work. They lead by six. They've led by as many as eight. 55-49, Doan with the basketball after the timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. They try to isolate Reiser. Dort College looks like in a matchup zone. They pass it over to Benson. Benson to Reiser. Reiser on the left wing. Reiser with the basketball at the free throw line. Passes into the corner. Benson, he had a three from there in the first half. Now he steps in, puts up the three. No good. Rebound taken away by T.J. Malone. Malone steps through the double team. Now they got a fast break. Dort College, four on three. They feed Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Severs. Severs, Malone. Malone outside, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath Severs. Severs, spin left. Puts it up, count the hoop, and he's fouled. There's your bang-bang. Let's see if he can get the third on the triple shot. The Dort College defenders lead 57-49, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame, and Chris Severs will go to the free-throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Nick Reed checks in. Austin Benson will check out. 11:01 left to play in the game. Free-throw on the way for Severs. He's got 18 tonight unofficially. Free throw is up for Chris, and good. Biggest lead of the ballgame. Dort College on a 9-0 run. Doan will have to try and answer. 58-49. This was tied at 49. Doan with the basketball. They go Headley. Headley out front. He comes left side over to Morris. Andy Morris goes high post to Reed. Reed with the basketball. Reed gives it up underneath. With it is Meyer. Meyer, hook shot, missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. He gets it off to Malone. Here comes Dort College. Walterstorff with the basketball. Cross-court pass, Kaiser underneath Severs, and he's shoved from behind by Morris. For Morris, a wise foul to give that time, as Severs is probably going to go up, spin, and dunk it. Nord College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This will be T.J. Malone. Malone inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Looking to throw it in. Walthersdorf is open on the wing. They find him. They get it underneath Vogel. Jordan, spin move. Tough shot. Turned around. No good. Tapped by Walthersdorf. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Here come the Tigers. Into the front court is Reiser. Reiser puts it up. Blocked by Malone, but a foul called on the play. And Joshua Reiser will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 10:24 left to go in regulation. Foul number one on TJ. And the Dort College defenders with a 9-point run in jeopardy right now. First free throw by Reiser is good. Reiser makes the first one, so that ends the run that started with the score tied 49-49.
Into the Tigers, number 32.
Doan will send a new player into the game. That's Micah Marvin. Marvin checks in for Headley. Another free throw on the way for Reiser. Reiser's free throw is up. Left it short, but it drops through. Reiser, 3-for-4 in the second half from the free throw line. 8 points for the ball game, 6 of them coming from the charity stripe, and the Dort College lead is 58-51. Pass intended for Malone is tipped out of bounds by Reiser. It'll be Dort College basketball. 10:16 remaining. Vogel to inbound the basketball. Vogel looking, gets it into Malone. Malone with the ball out front. TJ with it. Goes Sean Kaiser. Kaiser in the lane. His short jumper is good. Sean Kaiser picking his spot. He's got a 2-point basket. His first of the day. Dort College leads 60-51. Doan with the basketball. With it on the left side is Reiser. Reiser gets it to Reed. Reed at the free throw line. Comes back over to Reiser. Reiser looking for the pick and roll. Instead goes into the corner. Micah Marvin. Marvin back over to Reiser. Reiser drives in. Scoops it up with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Walthersdorf. Outlets over to Malone. Here comes Dort College in transition, and a foul called on the play on Nick Reed, and that's foul number one on Reed. Team foul number six on the Doan College Tigers, and T.J. Malone that time picking a wise time to push the ball into the front court. Reed couldn't keep up with him as T.J. crossed it over. 9:43 left to play in the ballgame. Dort 60, Doan 51, inbounding. Is Jordan Vogel. He gets it into Malone. Malone with the basketball. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser in the left corner. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs reverses Walt. Walt, 17-footer, whispers it through. Trevor Walthersdorf with 18. Dort College leads 62-51. Doan with the basketball. Scholl will drive in, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Sean Kaiser and Coach Ross Dalma. Up off of the bench for the defenders. That's foul number three on Kaiser. Austin Kachi will check in. Sean will check out. 9:23 left to go in the game. Dort College by 11, 62-51. With the basketball is Reiser. Reiser gets it into Scholl. Scholl, spin move, puts it up, short-armed it. No good there for the rebound, though, with Meyer. Taken down by Vogel. And Vogel is tackled on the play by Brian Meyer. Back in the old days when I covered wrestling, that'd be a 2-point takedown on the rebound, and Meyer picks up his fourth personal in the process. Jordan Vogel will shoot a 1-and-1. Well, Meyer got his momentum going the wrong way. He simply wrapped up Jordan Vogel that time. Dort College by 11 with a chance to build on the lead. Chris Severs checks out of the ballgame. Checking back in is Tyler Walthersdorf. Jordan Vogel with one in the bonus. 2 points for Vogel. 3 points now as he makes the free throw. Well, Dort College's depth being tested today, and right now they're passing. Still long ways to go, though. 9:15 left to go in the game. Dort College by 12, 63-51. Second free throw by Vogel is up and good. He's got 4 points. Vogel, 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Dort College 64, Doan 51. Doan with the basketball. They look for a ball screen. They go Scholl. Goes right side instead to Reed. Reed well beyond the three-point line. Guarded there by TJ. Comes back over to Scholl. Scholl in the corner to Reiser. Reiser not really a threat to shoot the three today. He's going to try to take Vogel off the dribble. Puts it up in traffic. Counts the hoop and he's fouled. Who's it going to go on is the question. So Reiser gets the 2-point basket to go.
43,
that's going to go on Vogel. That's number four on him, and Chris Severs is going to check into the ballgame.
In for Jordan, 55, Chris Severs.
Taking a look at Joshua Reiser's stats coming into the ballgame. He's a 28% three-point shooter. Don't think he's attempted one today. Chance at a three-point play, and he makes it. It's a 10-point ballgame again, 64-54. Stuart College going a long time right now without Cliff Warner. T.J. Malone manning the point. Right side, Tyler Walterdorf. Walterdorf back over to Malone. Ball's down on the floor. If it's a jump ball, it'll be Dort College basketball. Malone able to maintain possession of it. Reiser jumped on top of him. And Dort College able to maintain possession of it via the alternating possession. T.J. Malone to inbound the basketball on the sideline. Reiser will inbound it. Lob pass comes into Severs. Severs back over to Malone. Malone with it on the left wing. Malone down to the baseline. Malone, reverse layup, missed it, no good. Here comes Doan. Doan on the run. Here's Jen Scholl. Scholl into the front court. Scholl's going to drive in, and it's swiped away. Taken back by T.J. Malone. He makes up for the missed shot on one end with a steal on the other end. T.J. Malone with a basketball. T.J. passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi to Tyler. Tyler with it. Right side, Trevor Walterdorf. Austin Kachi, T.J. Malone. They feed it down low to Severs. Three players around him. Puts it up. Shot will go. And he's fouled. Chris Severs working inside. He had four players around him. He forced it up. And Severs now with 21 points. And the Dort College defenders threatening to go up by 13 again with Chris Severs trying to complete the three-point play. 8:06 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College 66, Doan 54. Severs free throw is up and down. 6 points for Severs in the second half, 22 for the ballgame, matching a season high from last week in the win over the Concordia Bulldogs. Left side pass, Dylan Heath. Heath out front, Reed. Reed gives it up to Reiser. Reiser will take Malone off the dribble, swipe. Taken back by the defenders. Kachi gives it off to Tyler Walterdorf. Dort College pressing the issue. Doan is back. T.J. Malone catches it on the fly. He gives it back right side over to Kachi. Kachi guarded by Reiser. Out front, Tyler. Tyler left side, T.J. T.J. wants to hammer it down low again. Instead comes out to Kachi. Kachi right side, Tyler. Tyler Walterdorf for the basketball. Tyler gives it up, Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi catches, fires three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterdorf. Dort College can run more clock. Tyler back over to Kachi. Kachi right side Malone. Malone with the ball. T.J. with it. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler to Kachi. Kachi underneath. Severs. Severs is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dylan Heath, and I believe that's number four on him.
Don't foul on number 50.
Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. That is team foul number 9 on the Tigers. Well, Dort College will send Cliff Warner back into the ballgame. T.J. Malone played a very good 4 or 5 minute stretch there. He entered the ballgame. It was tied 49-49. Since then, Dort College has outscored Doan 18-5. They lead by a baker's dozen with Chris Severs shooting a bonus. Severs eyes it, flies it, buys it. Another one on the way for Chris. He's got 23 points. So Chris Severs to shoot another free throw. Got so used to those three-point plays, 1, 2, 3 of them. He retreated after he made that free throw. 7:14 left to go in regulation. Dort College by 14. And Severs puts that one in. 24 for Severs tonight. 69-54. Dort College in front. 7:13 and counting. Out front with the basketball is Scholl, guarded there by Lindbergh. They go to Reed. Reed on the left wing, guarded by Kachi. Reed puts it on the floor, drives baseline, gets it to go, and he's fouled on the play. He's got a chance at a three-point play as well. Dort College leads 69-56. Austin Kachi takes his second personal in the process. Dort College in front by double digits. 7-1 left to play in the game. Free throw by Reed is up and good. So Reed makes the free throw. Doan will show full court pressure defense. 7 minutes remaining Scholl in the backcourt guarding Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up. Lindbergh gets around him, passes right side Kachi. He wants to run clock instead. Dump it down low, Severs. Severs in traffic. Shot is up. They're going to wave it off. And two free throws on the way for Severs. Well, Severs got the 10-footer to go, but they say the shot, you know, the foul came before the shot.
Two shots for 55. Chris Severs.
So Chris Severs to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 69-57, Dort College by a dozen. Free throw for Severs is up and good, and Severs seems to have found his stroke at the free throw line. 25 points now for Severs. Got another one coming, does the junior. This one's too strong off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Dort College by Baker's dozen, 70-57. Scholl with the basketball. He goes out front, Benson. Benson, left side, Reed. Reed with the ball. Reed out front, 6.5 left to go in the game. They go short corner, Scholl. Scholl gives it up to Talkin. Talkin's two-point basket is good. He's got 4 points. Dort College with the basketball, leading 70-59. And Scholl is called for a foul in the backcourt. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. It's foul number 3 on Scholl. So Dort College by 11. Kyle Lindbergh shooting two free throws. Double bonus time for the defenders. 6:21 left to go in the game. Free throw by Lindbergh is up and good. Kyle with 3 points. Honestly, he's played more minutes than I thought he would today. Some of it out of necessity because of foul trouble. Vogel and Tyler Waltersdorf in foul trouble from the outset. Second free throw, no good. Rattled. Rebound taken away by Doan. Dort College by a dozen, 71-59. Reed passes into the corner. Doan basketball. With it right side is Benson. Benson swings it over the top. Reed. Dort College by 12. Doan, another reversal. Micah Marvin, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Reed. Reed with the basketball. He steps back beyond the three-point line. Comes back over to Benson. Benson with the basketball. Comes to Scholl. Scholl, right side. Goes intended for Marvin. Underneath, Talkin. Scholl. Scholl, Benson. Benson, high post, Marvin. They go underneath Reed. Reed misses the reverse layup attempt. Didn't come down with it. Would have had an easier shot at it if he had. Kachi puts it up in traffic. His layup is good. Austin Kachi with 14. Dort College back in front by 14, 73-59. Doan with the basketball. Benson, and we've got a foul underneath called on the defenders, and I believe Tyler Waltersdorf. And Tyler Waltersdorf has just fouled out of the basketball game. Waltersdorf has had to play a ton of posts today, giving away a lot of size, the freshman. And he's going to foul out of the basketball game.
In for Doan, 22, Joshua Reiser.
So 1-1 on the way for Talkin. Dort College by 14, 73-59. And now if you're Dort College, you just simply want to finish this one off. 5.5 left to go in the game. Talkin, a 33% free throw shooter this season. Hasn't gotten a lot of tries. 1-for-3 from the charity stripe. And he misses. Well, he plants that one on the back iron and it drops through. Very nearly stuck on the back iron. Talkin gets it to go through. He's got another one coming. 5 points today for Talkin. 0.3 points per game average coming into the game. Second free throw is up and good. Makes them both. He's got 6. 73-61, our score, Dort College by a dozen. Dort College with a basketball. Sean Kaiser looking to inbound. Can run the baseline, gets it into Waltersdorf. Back over to Kachi, Dort College in transition now. Austin Kachi driving in, tries to pass it off, and it's taken away by Doan. Doan with a basketball. Kachi tried to feed it off for Vogel. Reed with a basketball. Doan down by 12. Doan with a basketball. Riser. Lob pass over the top, Meyer. Meyer is fouled from behind, and that foul is going to go on Jordan Vogel, and I believe he's just fouled out. Dort College has lost a couple of players to fouls. Brian Meyer will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. There's still a long ways to go in this one. Dort College by 12, 73-61. next 3 minutes, the next 2 minutes are critical. Basically, the next two or three possessions for both teams. So Vogel has lost with 5:11 left to go in the contest. Meyer can make it a 10-point ball game. No, he can't. He misses the first one. Brian Meyer is a 64% free throw shooter. He's 0 for 3 today. He's got 10 points. Another free throw on the way for the post player from Broken Bow, Nebraska. The right-hander shot is up, and that one's good. So he's 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Dort College by 11, 73-62. In the backcourt is Kaiser. Kaiser gets it away to Warner. Warner with the basketball, back over to Kaiser. Kaiser snaps it off for Waltersdorf, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5:01 left to go in the game. Dort College leading. Trevor Waltersdorf with the basketball in the backcourt. He comes over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Right side, Kachi. Kachi working against Benson. Kachi will throw it away. 4:52 left to go in the game, and Dort College opening the door for Doan here. Doan down by 11, 73-62, 4:52 remaining in the contest. Doan will inbound. They get it into Josh Reiser. Reiser will let it roll to midcourt. They pass it left side to Benson. Benson to Reiser. Reiser gets a screen. He's going to drive the lane, puts it up, blocked by Waltersdorf. Rebound taken away by Scholl. Scholl to Reiser. 23 now to shoot for the Tigers. Reiser passes left side Reed. Reed's going to put it on the deck. Back over to Reiser. Reiser drives the lane, kicks it Benson. Benson drives in, scoops it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Dort College up by 11, 73-62. They get it over to Warner. Bucket here would be big. Pass underneath Severs. Severs, layup, good. Chris Severs, another two. He's got 27. Dort College, 75. Doan, 62. 4:10 left to play in the game. Dort by Baker's dozen. Well, there's one, two of the possessions we talked about being critical for the defenders. They produced on one, didn't on the other. They've maintained an 11-point lead. Now it's 13. Benson with the basketball. Benson goes left side, Meyer. Meyer dumps it underneath, ball tipped. Picked up by Reed. Reed spins, puts it up with the left hand. It's good. So the two teams exchange buckets. Reed with 21 now. And the Dort College lead is 75-64, 3:41 left to go in the game. Dort College by 11. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trying to ride this one home. Well, over in Fremont, Northwestern trouncing Midland. Dort leads Doan 75-64. 3:41 left to go in the game. Dort College in front. Sean Kaiser to throw it in. Gets it into Cliff Warner. He's trapped in the backcourt, and he's called for traveling. .338 left to go in the game. Dort College by 11. Doan to inbound. Jens Scholl to throw it in. New player in for Doan. That's Jared Schwab. And the ball is thrown out of bounds. Doan bounced it on the baseline as they inbounded. Now Dort will inbound. Sean Kaiser cannot move here on the baseline. He can't run the baseline like after the made shot. So Kaiser gets it in to Severs. Severs to Ward Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, a foot race. Finger roll, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Foul's called on number 54, Jared Schwab, who just checked into the ballgame. So the Dort College defenders, Trevor Waltersdorf, will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Schwab is out. Benson is back in. Dort College leads 77-64. And an opportunity at a 14-point lead for the defenders. Walt puts it up. Off the heel, no good. Rebound, Waltersdorf, though. Tapped out by Kaiser. Kept it alive. Dort College can run clock. 3:25 left to go in the game. Goes right corner, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner, guarded by Reed. Pass goes left side, Kaiser. Kaiser, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, Severs. Severs working on Meyer. Severs, hesitation move. His two-point basket is good. He's got 29. Dort College leads 79 64. Up by 15, 3 minutes left to go. At the 5 minute mark, this was an 11 point ball game. 2 minutes later, it's a 15 point game. Into the corner, Scholl. Scholl, jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Walters. Dort College can take more time off the clock. Dort College up 15. Austin Kachi passes right side, Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi gets it down low. Sievers. Sievers puts it up. Cut the hoop, and he's fouled again. Chris Sievers, 31 points tonight. Dort College leading 81-64. And right now, Doan College can't stop the Dort College post players. Checking out of the ballgame will be Brian Meyer. Meyer fouls out with 11 points at the 2:34 mark. So Dort College in front. Sievers trying to make it an 18-point ballgame, and does so. Chris Sievers with 32 points. He's got three old-fashioned three-point plays, and the defenders lead 82-64. Driving in is Reiser. Reiser forces it up, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf picks up his first personal. Well, it's been a foul fest most of this ball game. Both teams have been in the double bonus a lot of minutes. First free throw by Reiser is good. Reiser with 11. Another free throw on the way. 82-65, Dort College in front. They haven't put the point up on the board yet. Should be 82-66, I believe. And they never did put that first free throw up on the board. Kaiser with the basketball midcourt gets it away to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf drops it off for Sievers. Sievers fouled from behind by Schwab. And Schwab is called for the personal foul. Sievers will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Chris Sievers to the free throw line. Sievers, two free throws. Up and good. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the first half from the free throw line. Matt Vandekamp is in. Trevor Waltersdorf is out. Shot another 9 free throws here in the second half. This is his 9th free throw. So Sievers puts it up, puts it down. Chris Sievers with a pair of free throws. Dort College leads 84-66. By my count now, Sievers has now made 10 out of 12 free throws. Josh Reiser with a 3 on the other end. Dort College leads 84-68. Should be 84-69, I believe. Kachi driving in right side. Austin with the basketball. Gets it back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp with it back over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Kachi. Kachi, Vandekamp. Vandekamp gives it up to T.J. Malone. Malone to Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi drops it down low for Sievers. Sievers back outside Kachi. Kachi catches, fires, 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Meyer. Meyer with the basketball. Gives it up to Reed. Reed to Reiser. Reiser back over to Reed. Reed reverses into the corner. Andy Morris. Andy Morris with the basketball. They go down low, posting up, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser, 1:20 left to go in the game. It's all academic at this point. 85-68, Dort College in front. And we've got a foul in the backcourt called on Doan.
Jared Schwab, third personal foul.
1:19 left to go in the game. Dort College is going to win their school record 26th game of the season against 3 losses heading into conference tournament play next week. We'll have to see how things shake out across the conference today and then have a look at the pairings. Austin Kachi's first free throw, no good. He's got another one coming. Chris Sievers checks out of the ballgame, and what a game he had. 34 points unofficially. Dort College leading 85-68, so they haven't put the point up on the board yet for Doan that they missed when Reiser made a free throw. Kachi makes one of two free throws. He's got 15. And the Dort College defenders lead 86-68. The riser made both free throws. That was with about 2 minutes left to go. And we'll see if they get that corrected or not. I'm going to guess probably not. Right side pass goes over to Zach Molt. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound Molt. Molt comes away with it. Now Schwab. Schwab put back, no good. But he's fouled on the play. 106 left to go in the game. So Nania Sapanamoa. Left to go. Free throw is up off the heel, no good. Schwab misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Our score. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Nick Wilson. Wilson hands it off to Vandekamp. Vandekamp will bring it up, start the clock. Clock isn't running. Now it is. And we'll pick up play at midcourt again with Vandekamp. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Pass goes right side with it is Reilersdam. Reilersdam left side to Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the basketball, under a minute left to go in the game. Sapanamoa passes over to Reilersdam. Reilersdam back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp dumping it down low for Wilson, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Well, this was a 49-49 ball game with about 11 minutes left to go in the game, and Dort College responded to the challenge. Dort College will improve to 26-3 heading into tournament play. Doan will end their season 10-19 and 5-15 in the conference. 35 seconds and counting. Doan into the lane. Shot is up and good. Ty Edley with a two-point basket. 86-70. Dort College should be 86-70 at this point. Reilersdam passes over to Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa Well, it'll be curious to see what the official score is when this one's all done, simply because I believe there was a point missed at one juncture, and that's never been put up on the board. And if it's not in the scores book, it won't be counted. Layup on the other end by Doan is up and good. So a two-point basket by the Doan College reserve. Dort College will dribble out the clock. Brady Furley gets the two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders win by a final score of 86-72. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. It wasn't always pretty. It wasn't always fluid, but after Dort College started the game down 10-1, they built a six-point halftime lead at 42-36. Doan fought back to tie it up 49-49. Dort College called a timeout. And from there on out, it was all Dort College as they scored 9 points in a row, built the lead up to double digits for the first time at 62-51. Doan never got closer than 10 the rest of the way. Dort College rolls in for a final of 86-72. That is the final that was up on the scoreboard, but we'll be curious to see if that is how things finish up when the scorebook is tallied up. I believe it should be 86-73, so we will wait and see on that. Irregardless, Dort College now 26-3 heading into tournament play, 17-3 in the conference. Doan ends their year 10-19 overall, 5-15 in the conference. A monster game for Chris Severs. A career-high 34 points. Couple that with his 22-point performance from last Saturday. And the junior from Huxley Ballard High School playing with a lot of confidence right now. And Dort College forcing it down low to him repeatedly. And he responded with 16 points in the first half, 18 in the second half. And he leads the way for the defenders this afternoon. Nick Reed ends up with 21 points to lead the Doan College Tigers. Let's take a break and be back with more from the Haddock Center on the campus of Doan College in Crete, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders Doane College Tigers play this afternoon. Thank you. And the Dort College Defenders come away with a victory of 86-73. That's what we're going to call the final. Here are the shooting totals. Dort College 33 of 55 from the floor, 60%, 2 for 14 on 3. So you take away their 2 for 14 day from beyond the arc. They were 31 of 41 from the field. They pounded it down low. Dort College, 2 of 14 on threes, 18 of 27 on free throws, 66.7%. For the Doane College Tigers, 26 of 63 from the floor, 41.3%. 4 for 18 on threes, 22.2%. 17 of 24 on free throws, 70.8%. Dort out rebounds, Doane 36-32. Turnovers, Dort 13, Doane 11. Individually, Chris Severs led the way for the defenders, 12 of 13 from the floor, 34 points, 20 points for Trevor Walterstorff. He was a perfect 9 for 9 from the deck. Austin Kachi, 16 points, 6 of 13 from the floor, 2 for 9 on three-pointers, so take away his 2 for 9 day. He was a perfect 4 for 4 inside of the arc. Cliff Warner, 5 points, 4 points for Jordan Vogel, 3 for Kyle Lindberg, 2 for Sean Kaiser, and 2 for Tyler Walterstorff, for their total of 86 points. For the Doane College Tigers, Nick Reed, 9 for 15 from the floor, 21 points, 16 for Josh Reiser, 11 for Brian Meyer, 6 for Jason Thalkin, 4 for Dylan Heath, 6 for Ty Headley, 2 for Jens Scholl, and 2 for Brady Furley, for their total of 73 points. Trevor Walterstorff, 9 rebounds, 5 rebounds for Jordan Vogel, 5 for Austin Kachi. Doane College, Nick Reed with 10, 5 for Austin Benson, 4 for Brian Meyer, 3 for Jens Scholl. Josh Reiser got credit for 8 assists for the Tigers, 3 assists for Trevor Walterstorff and Cliff Warner for the defenders. Warner also credited with 3 steals. 2 steals for Josh Reiser as Doane sees their season come to an end with a 10-19 overall mark, 5-15 in the conference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And Coach Ross Dalma takes a seat beside me, and I know he wants some scores, so we'll give them to him and you at the same time. Men's basketball today, Northwestern over Midland, 91-77 in a game that really wasn't even that close. Morningside over Hastings, 76-69. Briarcliff defeats Dakota Wesleyan, 60-54. And Mount Marty knocked off Concordia in Seward, 63-61. Now, if I've scratched things out correctly, the cutoff line is between Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia, both at 7-13. Hastings, Mount Marty, and Doane all fall out of the top eight. They will not be in the postseason tournament. Northwestern clinches number 2 at 15-5. And we'll get to those in just a moment so we can get to Coach Ross Dalma and we can get on the road. And, Coach, this one didn't start out so well, and I was concerned coming down here a week off, the emotion of last week, how the guys responded. Just took a few minutes to get things going, and after you got down 10-1, from there on you did some pretty good things.
Yeah, Mike. I thought our guys did a better job in the second half of defending. Especially on the perimeter, I thought we were giving up some things that were pretty easy on the perimeter, and we also were wise in that we reversed the ball and got it to Chris, and he was obviously a huge factor for us in the second half. With that, I thought Trevor Walterstorff was very active today. The game off on Wednesday gave him a little bit more life in his legs, and he was really attacking well. It's good to see Austin Kachi finding his spots as well, but it was a good solid effort today. Wasn't anything that was flashy, but we just got good solid play, and we got solid play from a number of people off the bench. I thought TJ Malone was outstanding. There was a time in the second half where the score was tied, and we put him in, and he just did some real fundamental things. And the next stoppage in play, I believe we were up 12, and so. You know, just little things like that giving us good minutes there, good little spurts there. It was really good to see.
Your depth was sorely tested today, and you ended up going to Chris Severs a few more minutes than normal, 31, Jordan Vogel in foul trouble. Tyler Walterstorff given the task of trying to defend in the post, and that was a tough matchup for him. He played hard, but he picked up fouls.
He did. Tyler and Jordan, we would like to have obviously gotten more minutes out of them, but sometimes how things work out, we're just fortunate to have some depth to be able to offset that, and that's a testament to our guys who work very hard and support each other and are ready when an opportunity arises.
Chris Seaver's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
He is. He wants the ball inside. He's playing intelligent. Obviously, he scored and shot a high percentage, but he did some other things on the floor well. We were being pressed at the end of the game, and he made a very smart play against pressure, hit Trevor Walterstorff on a nice cut, and Walt got an and one. Things like that a year ago he wasn't doing, and 2 years ago he wasn't thinking about doing. But he is certainly a very much improved kid, and I'm very happy for him. He's put in a ton of time, stayed around campus last year, was able to get an internship, so he was able to stay on campus, and therefore was able to get a lot of reps in, and you can see it paying off, and very happy for him that that's the case.
Kyle Lindberg ends up playing 12 minutes for you. Going into the game, coming down here, you really didn't know how many minutes you were going to get out of Kyle. Things a little better today than you had anticipated for him health-wise?
Right. He is coming along, and we want to get him on the floor. There are a lot of people that ask between the last 10 days, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to hold him out? Well, he's competitive. He wants to play. And moreover, sitting out for two and a half weeks and then expecting to try to regain the form that you once had, that's asking a lot, too. So he was good. He felt good. He said at halftime, I want more minutes. So shows you that that he felt very confident in his foot, and just good to see him slowly come along.
From here, we get ready for the conference playoffs now, and it's going to be either Dakota Wesleyan or Concordia coming to the DeWitt Gym, if I've got all my standings correct, at least. I don't know that it matters a whole lot who you play at this point with the double round robin. You're going to face somebody for a third time.
Right.
I guess the biggest factor is, Coach, it's going to be at the DeWitt Gymnasium.
It is, and there's obviously a lot of fans that we hope will be out there and supporting us like they have all year long, and be great if a lot of folks came down to Branson, but if not, there's an opportunity to see us at home, and our kids really looking forward to the opportunity of hopefully playing some three more games there. But you take one at a time, and there's certainly going to be an extra level of intensity when the tournament game starts on Wednesday night, and either Concordia or Dakota Wesleyan, whoever that might be, will certainly be an opponent who will bring a lot of intensity to the match.
Coach, I don't have much else to add at this point, unless you have something to add, let's go home.
Let's go home, Mike. Thanks.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We have run through the scores for you. Let's do that once again. We've given you all the stats. The scores in women's basketball from today: Doan over Dort, 58-55. Northwestern over Midland, 90-70. Hastings defeats Morningside, 69-42. Briarcliff over Dakota Wesleyan, 92-65. And Concordia over Mount Marty, 73-55. Men's basketball: Dort College over Doan, 86-72. Northwestern over Midland, 91-77. Morningside over Hastings, 76-69. Briarcliff over Dakota Wesleyan, 60-54. Mount Marty upends Concordia, 63-61. Women's basketball final standings: these are unofficial, these are what I scratch out post game. Concordia 18-2, Morningside, Northwestern tied for second, 16-4 each. Briarcliff fourth, 13-7. Hastings fifth, 12-8. Doan sixth, 10-10. Then you've got Mount Marty at 9-11. Dakota Wesleyan is the final team into the playoffs, 7-13. Dort College 5-15. There will be no postseason for the Defender women this season. Midland and Nebraska Wesleyan end up 2-18. Men's basketball: Dort College finishes the year in the conference 17-3 through the double round robin. Northwestern 15-5. Briarcliff 14-6. Midland and Morningside are tied for fourth place. Nebraska Wesleyan 8-12 in sixth place. Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia tied for 7 at 7-13. Hastings and Mount Marty both 6-14. Doan 5-15 to end the season in the conference. According to my standings, these are unofficial again, Doan, Mount Marty, and Hastings will not make the 8-team postseason field for the GPAC tournament. So that's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon and this evening, though, of KDCR Sports. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.